Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
What was I about to say? I'm all discombobulated, bro.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Sucked. Shit.
What is going on with you?
Fuck me. Everywhere.
Things are just like falling apart over there, or what?
Oh my god. So I can't show you while I'm on the fucking podcast my setup, but so. Like, I got this microphone, you know, and it came with this tripod or this, like, boom arm thing, right?
Yeah, a boom arm.
So I have it jankily clamped to my desk, right?
Yeah.
And I go to grab it, and when I grabbed it, the part that fits to the clamp snapped off, and the microphone went flying and knocked shit off my desk. So now I'm like, okay, like... I attach the microphone to this. So the bracket has this hole in the top.
Which yeah.
I don't know how this hole figures into this, but I just stuck the mic through the hole. So we're going to see if this works or not. It
seems to be working.
I mean, it does, but if I touch this thing, my whole fucking desk might explode. I'm going to be sitting there this whole podcast, and I'm not going to be looking at the computer. I'm going to be just staring at this thing like, like, is this going to fucking break? Like, this is janky.
This is this week's distraction is what you're telling me.
Like, I need a fucking distraction. Jesus Christ, that's shocked the shit out of me. Oh, and of course, there's a little magnet ball in this too. Wait, how many magnet balls? Dude, magnet balls and shit ever.
Always a professional. That's what I love about you.
You know, like I'm no Matt Voltner, you know, where like I have a legit setup and like stuff works. Like, you know, I don't even have enough space. I have so much crap on my desk right now that I don't even really have space for the computer. Right?
Yeah.
I can't move the mouse. I can't move the mouse more than 2 inches left or right or forward or back. Well, like
this whole week, all you've been doing is 3D printing stuff. So I'm surprised you can even walk through that room right now. I thought they'd be just full of little 3D printed dog heads and bub swords and Excite bikes.
It basically is. So, okay, I'm ready to start the podcast. Hold on. All right, I'm almost ready. Wait, you already started. Okay, great. Thanks. Oh, dude, yeah, I was going to write down the shit that you sent me from Bryce. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh.
I didn't even know Bryce listened to the podcast, but this is
He's our one YouTube. Well, no, we get about 10 views a week on YouTube. But
he's one of them.
He's our only commenter that he comments regularly on our YouTube. And yeah, the comment he made this week was pretty awesome. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
I think I have it. I don't
quit because it's hard. We quit for other reasons.
That was a quote from you a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was something related to Bubs and his bullshit.
We don't quit because it's hard. We quit for other reasons. And he said that'd be a great t-shirt idea for the podcast.
I feel like that's a good quote for like a mug, you know, like, so you gotta, we'll tell you, I won't quit because it's hard. I'll quit for other reasons. Yeah. And somebody can just sip at work. Right. You know, and just stare at their boss. Like, yeah, I'm not going to quit because it's hard. I'm going to quit for other reasons. Like,
we should make a mug. We should offer that on a Printful or something.
Yeah. And I am so bad at promoting this podcast, but I will say that we do have Jointery shirts and so a couple Jointery shirts and a Jointery hat in my Etsy shop right now. So
yeah, go to Luke's Etsy and buy some shit and support the podcast. We'd like to see people. I'd love to see people repping our gear. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see anybody repping our gear, you know?
There hasn't been gear up until yesterday.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're missing. That's what this podcast is missing. People repping our gear.
Yep.
That's what it's missing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like we need to give people an opportunity to promote this podcast.
I don't even have any gear yet. I still don't even have any.
Yeah, I gotta do the sample sale shit for you. So.
Actually, I'm lying. I do have gear. I have the gear that I have the shirts that Eric made us. The Bruce shirt and the other one with the jackass on the front, the 100% asshole free.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do have those shirts. That is true.
I think we say a lot of stupid shit on this podcast, so people like it. So. Let me think for a second. Oh, what was I about to say? I don't know. I'm all discombobulated, bro. I've been up early today, and I ran out to go get Grayson. I've not seen or hung out with my dog really for a month now. So
I know because you've been out running around. Your parents have been dog sitting for like the whole time.
Yeah, and he's been living this lifestyle that he's not. He doesn't get here, right? and he acts like me taking him home is a step down in quality of life for him, you know.
Like he didn't want to get in the car. He's like,
yeah. They have a yard, right? And my dad will. Oh my god! So I can already tell the problems I'm having. I cannot really adjust this microphone.
It sounds good, so you don't need to adjust it. Just talk.
No. I wanted to move it a little bit far away from me because I was going to scoot my chair closer to the desk, but like I pushed on it and the whole clamp started to bend. So I'm just
not anxious. Yeah.
He loves hanging out at my parents' house. My parents' house is, you know, a single story. There's two other dogs there. They have a yard, you know, that the dogs go into. Plus, my dad walks them every day. And, you know, so he's living a really nice lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so, like, I picked him up, and I let him out, but he did that thing that dogs do where they're like, they act like they want to go outside, and you let them outside, and they turn around and stare inside the house, you know?
Yeah. Or my Harley will run up to the door, bang on the door like she wants to go out. You open the door, and then she'll just stand there and stare outside and not go outside.
Yeah. She just wanted you to open the door for her.
Yeah. You know? She's, I don't know.
Maybe the glass makes it
harder to see.
I don't know. So I let him out, and like, for some reason, I didn't think like I should probably walk him before I went on this 50-minute car ride home, you know? Yeah. And he was like, 10 minutes into we're on the highway, right? And like I could see, okay, I'm gonna rewind for a second. Okay, so have I ever told you about butt ruffling?
No, I don't ever. No, we've never brought that up yet.
So Grayson's got, he's a Basenji, right? That's you know who has one of the Basenji is
Roy
from X and Iowa. So yeah. So, like, they have one of those tails that goes straight up, and then it curls back towards their head, you know?
Yeah.
And so, they're one of those dogs that their butthole is always exposed, right?
Yeah, like it's always open.
Cat, right?
Yeah.
So, when we walk him, like you know, you want to see if he's going to have to poop, and his, like, butthole kind of flexes back and forth when he's getting ready to start to poop, you know? he's getting close to pooping, and then it actually like will push out a little bit like he's holding in the poop, right?
Okay.
And Bubs said one day, and this is like a few years ago, he goes, "Dad, his butt is ruffling." You know?
Butt ruffling.
And then we made a song about it. Every day I'm ruffling. I'm ruffling. You know, I mean, that's just getting ready to poop song, right?
Yeah.
So I'm 10 minutes in this car ride, and his butt is full ruffling, bro. And he starts farting. And I'm like, this dog decides to take shit in this car. We got 40 minutes left in this ride, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to pull over. I don't want to go take him anywhere. So he's farting, you know, and he's like, you know, when there's kids in the car, like he'll sit in the back seat and lay down, right?
Yeah.
But if there's nobody else in the car but me, not only does he want to be in the front seat, he wants to be like in my fucking lap, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he sits down where like he's wedged in on my right side between the armrest and my body, right? And he's wedged in there, but he keeps getting up. He keeps moving around, dude. And I was like, man, he shed so much in my car on the ride home because he had to poop and he was nervous because there was no one else in the car that could cuddle him, right?
Yeah.
You know, that my car is completely covered in fur now. And second he gets out of the car, he just takes a massive deuce. And I'm like, oh, God, dude.
Like, I can't believe you like gambled on that. I mean, that's a little surprising that you took the gamble.
I rolled with it, bro. I was just like, we're just gonna drive fast and not worry about this. This is not gonna be a problem. Oh my God, this microphone is making me so nervous. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Now that you mentioned Bryce watches it on YouTube, like I wanted to lower the mic. So hi Bryce, you can see my face now. Right? Hey, Bryce. Hi buddy. How are you?
I've actually been
that plastic.
Yeah. he's trying to make mallets that are like now like hexagons or something. I don't know.
Dude, what he should do is he should ask everybody who's a 3D printer to send him their scrap filament. Right?
That's a great idea. You should, you know, make that known to people. You should say, hey. This is thing
Bryce
now.
Is sitting there listening to us in his garage right now, bro. You need to start recycling everybody's filament, bro. Come on.
Yeah. We should start
I want Bryce to save the planet, man.
We should start a filament recycle program and have
in between workouts.
Ship it in between workouts.
He's a fit dude, you know?
Oh, super fit. And I love
he's
watching.
No Ben Ueda, but, you know, he's just a guy.
Bryce doesn't walk around with his shirt off as much as Ben Ueda. Even though he could probably. Dude, he's working on some cool stuff, man, Bryce. I always love watching his YouTubes and stuff like that. He's always blowing me away with the new things he's making, new benches and new, you know, he's always like creating new shit. It's pretty cool. I like his channel, Waffle Beaver. Check him out. What was I going to say? Oh, dude. Have you ever had these kind of experience with your kids? Or first off, is everything, we're all good? Dog situation?
Yeah, we can get past that dog thing. I'm already tired of talking to him.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I will say, though, that he did the first thing he did when he got home, right, is he said hi to Jackie and then ran straight up to our bedroom looking for her underwear to eat. So, like, I'm home, finally. Like most people, like, I just want to lay on the couch and chill for a bit. He's like, let me go see if there's anything I can eat in my, you know, and you know, see if there's my mom's underwear is available to.
Yeah.
To eat the filet of. So
actually, before we move on, since we're talking about Grayson real quick, did you make any progress on the dog lounge?
No,
I've been watching your stories this week and I see you've actually been out in the garage and you're creating a new product or a new, not product, but a new build for
like
your house.
I'm gonna sell something. Yeah. Wait, what were you, is that what you wanted to talk about before
I have something else I'm going to bring up, but I forgot about the dog thing. And then I saw you making it this week and it blew me away. I was like, what? I haven't even heard about this. And now he's creating this whole dog lounge and, pretty cool looking. I was pretty impressed by it. I was
So fuck, what is this? Oh no
what happened?
Okay, never mind, sorry, we're good. I was trying to open because I was anticipating, like, I was not prepared for this podcast. I was like, let me pull up the Patreon page, right, so that way I could read off the Patreons when the time comes, and it asked me to verify my identity. I'm like, oh, this is not the time. My buddy Bart Komar, he said, hey, I'm making a doghouse he's got this new cute ass bulldog.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm making up a doghouse. And then he talked to Modustrious Mike, and Mike's like, I'm gonna make a doghouse. Right. He made a ridiculous doghouse. I gotta watch his YouTube video. And then Lindsay was like, I'm gonna make it like a dog benched house thing.
Yeah.
Cool. And so a couple other people are doing it. So I was like, well, he's like, you should make one. And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, my dog would never go into a doghouse, right? He is too bougie for that.
Yeah.
But he might do a dog cabana, right? Because he likes to lay out in the sun, and usually he'll just lay in the dirt, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, hey, maybe I should make a cabana. So I designed this whole thing, and I wanted to challenge myself. I've tried kerf bending before, and it never worked for me. So I was like, I want to try kerf bending again, which I figured it out finally. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody ever really fucking talks about it. The grain direction, like you cut through, you know, kerf bending is when you make a lot of cuts in wood, and then you're able to, these cuts go almost all the way through to like the final layer of the plywood. And when you do that, because there's now gaps in there, you could, the wood becomes actually bendable and flexible. It's really cool looking.
It is.
So, yeah. So I figured out that the last grain direction has to go perpendicular to the cuts you're making, right?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, which I thought they should go with it, right?
Yeah.
And when you do it with it, it's stiff and it cracks, right? Mm. But when you go against it, it is like perfectly flexible, and it does not even look like for a second it's about to break. So
I know it looked crazy, like when you were showing it on the video on your stories. It's amazing how you can do that with the plywood. It's like such a cool technique.
It is, and but the thing is that when I mocked it up, right? It looks like a Flintstone mobile.
It does kind of.
All it's missing are those giant like rolling pin tires, right? Yeah. Like, I kind of want to like ask like you know, you or like Trevor or somebody. I'm like, can you turn me like an 8-inch dowel, right? Yeah. And I can just turn this thing into a straight up Flintstone mobile, right? Do I lean into the Flintstone like, you know, or not? I don't know.
That's so funny. It's cool. It's a cool build, man. I didn't realize it was all part of that whole thing with Lindsay. Cause I've been watching Lindsay's build with hers for, you know, a couple weeks now. And now she's got the fish and they go up the little capsule tube thing at the top. But I guess her dog won't go in it. That's the only thing. Her dog's like not going in this thing. She's tried so many things.
That's what my concern is that I'm going to put all this energy into it and I'm going to put it out there. And he's never going to go into it, you know?
Yeah. You never know, though. Maybe he will. He, you know, he does like laying in the sun and stuff. And, you know, so.
Jackie said that the top came too far forward. And she's concerned that there's not going to be enough sun that gets onto it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be another reason he's not going to want to get into it. So then I'm like, well, what if I cut the top off and made, like, the top kind of, like, where I could pivot it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which, based on the shape of it, would look stupid. But so I think what I'm going to do for now on, though, is I think what I'm going to is do a miniature version and 3D print all the pieces, right?
Yeah.
And that way I can mock it up and like look at it and be like in a 3D real space and be like, okay, like, yeah, this does look cool. Or like the way these parts fit together is stupid, you know?
Yeah.
Because like the 3D print, like that is a miniature thing. It would take like less than an hour, you know, and here I have it like where I've been carving, spent $100 on a piece of plywood and I've been carving the shit out of it for, you know, a couple hours and I've been kerf bending and I've been doing all this work and I mock it up with clamps and I'm like, it looks like a fucking Flintstone mobile.
Yeah. Oh, I just had an idea. What if she's concerned that the top comes out too far and it's going to cover the sun? What if you cut the middle section of the top out and put like one of those sunscreens, you know, like get a tiny little piece of a sunscreen or something and attach that in there so that the sun goes through, but it still provides shade. And then it's like, you know, that way, you know, she's getting what she wants, but you don't have to change your design. You know what I mean? I think that'd be kind of
cool. A good idea. My thought was is like maybe I could cut out like a few of the kerfs, right? And make it like where, you know, it was some of them were missing, you know?
Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't we'll see, dude. I gotta loop my way through the rest of this thing. I mean,
course you do.
Yeah. Where it's like I planned was stupid, I'm in too deep. So let's just fucking see what happens. Maybe we can spend our way out of this deal, you know?
Yeah, I think it's cool though, man. I was pumped to see you in there. You haven't been in the garage for so long. I was pumped to see you in there making something. So it was cool.
Yeah, and I came up with this like cool tray design thing that I wanted to carve this weekend, which my shop day today is already completely screwed. But I came with this really cool design. It's really hard to explain. And I tried also, to
definitely try.
It's like, I don't know. It looks like something Bao would design, right? Ballet. It's like fancy shit. So, but the problem is that I can't figure out how to carve the fucking thing. Like,
it is kind of tricky. It's tricky.
Well, I designed it to be easily carved, and the computer program's like, whoa, bro, like, this is really weird. And so VCarve doesn't like it. Fusion's like, oh, I'll do it. But Fusion, like, nerfs your toolpath, so, like, it's just going to go slower, you know? So then I started asking people who know better, and I don't know.
Yeah, we'll, I was going to say, have you talked to Luke yet? Have you hit up your boy?
Yeah, I did, and we were going to do it last night, but
okay.
We had people come over to shower at our house, so.
Okay. I don't know if we want to get into that story, but that's interesting.
they have one bathroom at their house, and they're remodeling it. They live
in the same town.
So they come over to hang out and take showers. So. Hey.
You know, whatever works, man. It's a community. You know what I mean? Hey. It takes a community.
I told the guy, I said, don't worry, my Wemo is not waterproof, so it's not in there. So we're good. I don't think it's waterproof. It's probably not waterproof.
Okay, so I was going to bring up earlier. Are your kids like into music? Like, are they singing? Are they always listening? Are they always like, are they listening to what you're listening to? Or do you guys still try and keep the music, you know, somewhat kid friendly? Or
Oh no. I gave them full access to adult Spotify on both of their devices.
Okay.
And they make their own playlists. Like, music will come on the radio and they'll be like, oh, I love this song. And I'd be like, I never knew you even knew what this was.
Yeah.
And like, they both, Ellie said she wanted to play violin, right? And I'm like, don't you want to play guitar? You know? I don't want to go to a violin recital. I'd rather go to a guitar recital, you know, watch her shred and shit.
Yeah. You
know, and then Bubs is way more musically inclined. Like, he just makes random noises all the time, and sometimes he'll be singing. And like, I'm listening to him, and at first glance, it sounds like he's just making weird, stupid noises because he doesn't know how to be quiet.
Yeah.
But like, I could tell in there, like, he sounds good when he's doing it, right? So, like, he's like, ooh, doo, doo, woo, woo, you know, you're like, and I'm like, man, he really, like, there's it's a very melodic. So I'm excited because they're both going to be taking School of Rock classes, and Bubs is in 3 weeks and Ellie's in 4 weeks.
Oh, you know? Dude, that's so cool. That is really cool. The reason
I'm really hoping that Bubs is like, I want to sing and I want to play an instrument. That's what I'm really hoping.
Yeah, that would be dope. That's two things. You led me down another direction, actually. But the first reason I brought it up because, like, I was curious if they listen to like popular music and if they're into music and the stuff. Because Penny is like super. Frankie's like loves music and he's very musically inclined. He plays keyboard already. He's learning like music and stuff like that his uncle and stuff like that. So he's, you know, he's super into music and he's singing constantly. But that's beside the point. The point was his Penny the other day was fucking, we were all listening to music and, you know, we're just like listening to the radio like we always do. Like she's like super like, she's just like your kids. Like she'll hear a song on the radio that I didn't even know she knew and she'll be singing along and I'll be like, oh, wow, how did you know those lyrics? You know, whatever. But what made this whole thing come together was she Manic Monday by the Bengals is the Bengals.
Just another Manic Monday. I'm not musically inclined. So
that song came on the other day and I started singing along just another and Penny's in the back seat and she goes, what did you just say, Dad? And I said, I was singing just another Manic Monday is the song. And she's like, oh, I always thought it was Just another man named Monday. Oh, wish it was Sunday. So that made me think, like, what funny misheard lyrics, because me and Debbie were like dying, dude. Like we were laughing for like 5 minutes after that, because like it was just like, and I told her, I was like, never stop with those. Like anytime you mishear, like you think you hear, like I want to hear more and more of your descriptions of what these songs are supposed to sound like. You know what I mean? So like
it made you me have think, more. Like,
well, no, not from her yet, but I went and looked up some of the most funny misheard song lyrics, and so have some of them. But do you guys have any, like, have you noticed anything, like, your kid, like, miss sing or whatever?
Yeah, they have, like, I don't know. I can't think of the specific example, right?
Yeah.
I have this problem where I don't ever commit song lyrics to memory, right?
Yeah.
And I can never tell who's singing what, right? So, like, sometimes I get it right. But, like, if you went to music trivia night with me, I would be the worst person to be on your list.
Yeah.
On your team. I'd be I would be the anchor dragging the team down. So,
because, you know, you're more into, like, the melodies and stuff and singing along with the stuff like that. It's not about the lyrics. Because I'm like that on some level, because I think it's more mainly because I was like, I'm the musician in me, like the drummer and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I kind of tend to listen to the music more than the lyrics. Anyways, there's some funny ones out there, dude. Like, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, and Chips for Free.
Yeah, I did think of it as Chips for Free for a while. And then I do remember that.
Instead of Chicks for Free, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Every time you go away, take a piece of meat.
See, you can sing and shit. Like, yeah. No,
yeah, well, I mean, I have a little bit of talent in some areas, not many. But
yeah, you're really good at three things, but you fucking slay at those things.
There were some other funny ones that I was trying to find. My fucking internet's being stupid right now. Where was the other one, dude? We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls. Built this city.
That'd be delicious.
Dancing Queen. Dancing Queen, feel the beat from the tangerine. I mean, that one's pretty stupid. Sweet dreams are made of cheese. That one's. I'm trying to find the food ones for you. But yeah, it was so funny though. I mean, I'd love to hear other people's. You know, if anybody out there has like some funny ones that they've had, or their kids have said, or they've always said, like, I'd love to hear those, man. So message us this week. I'd be great.
Yeah. I feel like we don't do that enough where we encourage people to message us. Dude,
man.
We have that text line, and I haven't even checked it in 6 months.
So, I know. I stopped looking for reviews a while ago. Because
Remember when we cared what people thought of the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Funny. But misheard lyrics, dude. That is so funny, man. Oh, another thing about music. So Frankie the other day goes, Dad, I'm really good at beatboxing. Because I guess he heard it on YouTube. He saw some guy on YouTube beatboxing. And so he like walked up and he's like, I'll hear it. And, you know, and of course he's not good at beatboxing, but he thought he was. And he's going for it, you know. He doesn't quite have the rhythm down. And so I kind of started showing him a little you know, how to like kind of move your mouth and make different sounds and stuff like that. And it was pretty funny, man. Like watching a little 7-year-old kid beatbox is pretty humorous.
Are your kids doing any camps? Do they do camps and stuff?
No, we're the worst at that, dude.
Are they just chilling at the house the whole summer?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing other things. Like we go camping, and you know, we've been camping twice this summer, and we're going again right before the end of school, or right before the end of summer, before school starts. And then we spend a lot of time at GMA's going swimming and stuff like that. But no, we didn't do any camps this year for them.
Yeah, don't know, man. When my kids don't have camps and activities, dude, like, they fucking are unbearable, man. They're just like every 2 minutes, I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm like, oh my God. Bubs has watched, dude, Teen Titans Go. Are you familiar with that show?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, each episode's like 15 minutes long or some shit like that. And there's 50 episodes a season. Okay. Yeah. He's watched, it's got like five seasons or something like that. So there's like, or six, there's 250 to 300 episodes. He's watched Teen Titans Go like three times in a row right now.
The whole thing?
The whole fucking thing, dude. Like, I went in there, like, and it was, he was watching it. And then I left and I came back a few hours later and I'm like, bro, you've watched 20 episodes of this fucking show. I'm like, you gotta stop. We gotta do some shit. Come on, let's go. So yeah. I don't know, man. I got 2 weeks of them no camps coming up and I'm just nervous. We just signed them up for the cheap ass Park District camps. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like week long things.
Yeah. I know. We should be doing that.
Daycare, bro. That's what they are. Dude, this one camp that we signed them up for that's real cheap is at this school, and it's all run by these, like, underpaid high school kids, right? So they're just, this is what they're doing with their summer, right? They're getting paid in free t-shirts, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we signed them up, and we've signed up Bubs for sports camp. We signed them up for investigator camp, where they're supposed to do, like, detective shit. We signed up for all these different themed camps. In every single one of them, they don't do any, they're all the same, right? They don't do any special activities. They either could go play outside or they could stay inside in the air conditioning and they could watch movies and shit like that. And they like play games with the other kids that are there.
So they're specifically themed when you sign up, but when you get there, they're not, there's nothing like that.
Dude, Ellie had rock climbing camp this week, right?
Yeah.
She went rock climbing once. And she complained that the wall they brought her to wasn't tall enough. I'm like, you went rock climbing once, and like now you're like in a bougie fucking expectations of rock climbing facilities. Like, come on, Ellie. Like, that's stupid. You know. I don't know.
That's funny though. I mean, yeah,
she's super pissed at Jackie right now. So that's good for me.
She about what?
That Jackie went and saw the Barbie movie without her.
Oh.
Because Jackie heard that the Barbie movie had, like, things in it that weren't appropriate for kids. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, well, let me go check this movie out. And if it's good and it's appropriate, I'll take you to go see it. Right?
Yeah.
So she went last night with her friend. And Ellie was like, I can't believe that you went without me. Like,
yeah.
She's pissed. And I asked her this morning because they were going to go today. And she's, I'm like, you know, are you going to see the Barbie movie with mom? And she's like, maybe.
it's now like, she's
so angry. I'm like,
maybe I will. Maybe I'll go with you, mom. It's so funny,
like,
dude.
Like, how come all this, like, sass is just hardwired into you? Like,
yeah.
Well, how much is this my fault? You know?
Most of it. I'd say probably. Most of it's your fault. So was it appropriate? Was there things in the movie that aren't kid-friendly?
She said it was a lot of fun. She liked it. And I'm like, why, like, the Barbie movie can't be worse than any of these Marvel movies I've let her watch, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I assumed it would be kid-appropriate. Or else they would have really missed the mark on that one if it wasn't kid-appropriate.
Right? Like, there's not going to be a decapitation in there like there was in friggin' Avengers Endgame where Thor decapitated Thanos, like,
with
a gigantic axe. Like, that's probably not going to happen in the movie. Nobody's going to die. Like,
I assumed it's kid friendly. I mean, like I said,
I kind of want to see the Barbie movie. Like, I want to see what's up.
I mean, I like Margot Robbie. In it, so, I mean, that's a reason to go see it. Just
and Ryan Gosling is just dreamy. Let's be honest.
You can go for Gosling. I'm going to go for Robbie.
Look, I like to keep my options open, you know. Jackie said he did a great job, which the last person that I saw her say did a great job in an acting role was Jason Momoa in Fast and Furious 10.
I see where her acting level is, like where she, you know, he's hot. He's a great actor.
I'm like, you know, she talks about how great of an actor they are, but I think she just thinks they're hot.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's funny. No, Ryan Gosling's great. He's a great actor. Did you see what was the movie he did? Gray Man? Was it Gray Man that he was?
With Chris Evans.
Yeah. And he was great in that, dude. I mean, fucking Chris Evans was great in that, playing that asshole.
I can't believe how much I've gotten to like Chris Evans as an actor, dude. It blows my mind.
Well, I mean, he's Captain America, bro. You didn't like him as Captain America?
Do you remember him before that? Do you remember him as, like, dude, when they cast him as Captain America, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is the dude who played the Flash, and he played, like, remember in, like, Scott Pilgrim versus the World? He played that weird bully, stuff. Like,
He
always played, like, really goofy, weird shit. And, like, now he's Captain America? Like, I'm supposed to take him seriously? And then I'm like, okay, well, he was really good. I'm like.
And he was good in Captain America. And then he was great in this role that he did in Gray Man. Because he was nothing like he was in Captain America. You know what I mean? Like, I completely forgot that he was Captain America. And he was playing like this.
It was the mustache.
Asshole. It was the mustache. I mean, it definitely was the mustache. But he was, you know, it was, he's still an actor. He was like more, you know, obviously not playing Captain America. So.
Yeah.
We just watched Endgame again, and something. What was the other one we watched? We were trying to get through a lot of the Marvel movies because we wanted to watch the third the Guardians of the Galaxy. And you know, you can't watch that one without watching the other ones, because you know you got to know what happens. Yeah. So
it was an odd one, I'll be honest. So.
The third, the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, but the second one was kind of odd too. I mean,
but it was just like, it's just at the end, it was like all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're not going to be a team anymore. So bye.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was strange too. But you know, we'll see what happens. Do you think it's over? Are they done with those?
They said that if they do another Guardians, it won't be with the same team. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You might see like a Rocket and Groot movie or like some other shit, but like what's his name who plays Star-Lord?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. That, see, like the how I feel about Chris Evans is the opposite of how I feel about Chris Pratt. Like Chris Pratt, the more he does, the less I like him. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. And do you know he's like super weird religious? And like occasionally he'll just spout out with some religious shit, and then his managers freak out because they're like, bro, just stop talking about religion. Like, just stop talking about it. Like, your opinion is not the popular opinion. And when every time you fucking open your mouth about religion, people are like, the fuck are you talking about? You know?
No, I didn't know that about him at all.
Plus, he fucking, I liked him more when he was with the American Pie Girl. What was her name? Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were together, like it was cute and funny, and like they did all kinds of goofy shit. And I remember him doing like the ice bucket challenge, and it was great. And then he fucking left her. And I'm like, okay. And then he went with Arnold Schwarzenegger's fucking daughter, and I'm like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's your father-in-law now? Like, you know, he's uber religious. Fucking you, dude. You were living in a fucking van down by the river. Like before Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
You know, and then now you're fucking weird Jesus-y. I'm like, oh my God.
Since we're talking about stuff, kind of TV shit, did you watch FUBAR?
I've watched a couple episodes. I got to get back into it, you know.
Did you enjoy the couple episodes or?
Excuse me. Yes, I did. I did enjoy. I enjoyed them. But not so much that I felt like I had to finish it, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
I kind of felt like I'm going to watch the rest of these and I could probably write most of them.
Yeah.
But I found a show yesterday that I'm dying to get into. And I found it in the weirdest place. Peacock. think it was Peacock.
Oh, okay.
Twisted Metal. Right?
Never heard of it.
Do you remember the video game Twisted Metal?
I remember the video game. Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it's got, hold on.
I picked
it. What's the guy's name in it?
When you say Twisted Metal, it makes me think of that picture behind of you and fucking Dave on that motorcycle. You guys look like you're like straight out of that game.
Wait, what?
The game, Twisted Metal, like you and Dave on the motorcycle behind you.
Oh, yeah. Who's the fuck the guy who's in it? Dude, I like the actor. I can't think of his guy. Oh, Anthony Mackie. So the premise of the show is that it's a dystopian, apocalyptic world where all the major cities built walls around them, and everybody who's a criminal, they kicked out of the city, so they have to go live, you know, in Republican states, I guess. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I live like out in the wilderness. But Anthony Mackie's job is to drive from city to city delivering supplies. And every time he goes from city to city, it's like Mad Max kind of shit, right?
Got it.
And
just the metal type of shit.
Yeah. But he plays kind of like a aloof, goofy, funny, but highly skilled kind of a character, kind of like a Star-Lord style, like goofball, like the early Star-Lord Guardians, yeah, like Guardians gotcha. 1 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to watch his show. But one of the main villains is that twisted clown guy, right? And he looks so creepy. So I don't know. This is a show that, like, Jackie's got me watching Yellow Jackets, and that show just makes my skin crawl. You know about that show?
No, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
It's about a group of high school soccer girls.
Hey, hold on a second.
Babe, what?
Oh, shit.
You gotta go?
Your freaking pest guy is here.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I don't. I got to talk to this guy. So I didn't realize he was coming this early.
Kind of pests do you have?
We got ants. It's freaking ants. There's ants everywhere around here. We live in the desert, so.
We could cut this one short, man. We got a lot going on today.
Yeah. Look,
you know. Anyways, we can recap all these shows and stuff. The Yellow Jacket show is just. It's this girls' soccer, high school soccer team plane crashes in the fucking mountain.
Oh, okay.
And they're stranded there for like 18 months or something like that. And they basically, it's like they turn feral kind of. It's really, really disturbing. So, anyways.
Wrap it up, dude. I gotta go talk to this guy. Thank our patrons for me. But I'll be back to say goodbye. Give me 1 second. Keep wrapping it up.
Okay,
wrap it up.
Sure, I got this, bro. Wow, it's just me on the podcast, guys. Now Ben's gone. He's gonna go talk to some dudes about some ants. So we're just gonna chat away. That Yellow Jacket show is creepy though. Like, they just did some gross ass shit in it. Oh God. Plus, I don't know how I'd ever do a podcast by myself. Like, would I just like randomly talk about goofy shit? I don't know. This is weird. Anyways, though, you patrons are great people. I'd like to thank you all individually now. Kyle Foote for the Footwork Woodworks. Matthew Girard from the Wooden Mustache, giving free rides every week. Lee Oman from Regal Street. Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks. Dave One Grit Wirt from Rustic Joy, my mom, Elise Gelman, Tim, the guy who doesn't think he's part of the podcast, but he still is, from Turkworks. He's paying €2.50 a month for this. Dave, the Thriller Miller, he's got a beard like Medusa's hair. I don't know. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco. He's a nice guy. You should check him out. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. Another nice dude. Eric, the unofficial Lube of the podcast from Bubble Shoots. Wait, are you back?
I'm back.
Oh. You say kill some motherfucking ants and then bust out?
Yeah, I mean, I just talked to him, told him where we were having issues, and then, but yeah, I gotta let's keep rapping.
Okay, Alan from Ormworks, Orm, like spelled like worm without the W. Check them out. The Collingwood Canoe Company. They don't build canoes. Grant from Dad Crafting. Ryder Clark from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Toolbag Works. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. Great dude.
Dude, that guy is... Oh, I was going to say Kamani's been all over the place, man. He was at AWSF, AFWS, whatever that thing is in Vegas.
Alphabet Soup Camp? Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's been killing it, that guy.
You know, look, I'm always surprised that Kamani's account has not blown up, because his videos are genuinely hilarious. He's a funny dude. He's got awesome hair. His logo is great. He's got everything you need.
Yeah.
To blow up. I don't get it. Him and Grant from Dad Crafted. You know?
Yeah.
You know, he apparently people don't like Grant in short form. They only like him in long form. So so anyways, Luke and Priscilla and Lily from PL Smith. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks. He's like a gerbil riding a lightning bolt. He's got that kind of energy. Nick from Nick Brim Woodworks. Nothing to do with hats. Judd Niven from Niven and Sons. And our newest patron, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. He is your end of the world apocalypse buddy. So thank you guys. We really appreciate you guys joining the party. And we still slowly planning shenanigans for you guys. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for being our patrons, like Luke just said. And we'll talk to you guys next week. And this was fun, man. Hey, gotta go talk to the bug guy.
Good luck with the ants, bro.
That's thanks.
Gross shit. You know?
I know.
If you need some weird home recipes, Jackie does this weird thing where she soaks cotton pads in some thing and she puts them around certain areas and ants die. I don't get it, but you know, if you need that in your life, let me know. We got the Bruja version of ant solution for you.
Nice. No. Let's do it. Get us out of here.
Take it away, Tim. Beef and Stuff. Now available in my shop as a t-shirt. All right.
Go get the shirts, guys. Get the gear.
Yeah.
Rep the gear.
I like that. I saw all the orders come through when I posted the Patreon group. Right? Yeah. Like, there was like 5 orders in there. You know, we're not making anything on these things. But, so there's like 5 came through. And like everybody bought logo shit except for one person bought the Beef and Stuff shirt. You want to guess who it was?
Niven and Sons Beef and Stuff.
No, it was Grant.
Oh, Grant.
He owes me a Spider-Man thing, so.
I know.
All right, take it away. Have a great weekend, guys. Or week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.